I think we're going to continue to do what we've been doing. Chad came in and did a real good job for us in Houston, and we're sure that he's looking to follow up that performance as well as us as a team, especially as an offense. Being able to put up points like that, we want to come back and show that that's not just a once in a while type of thing. That's something that we can do week in and week out.
Our injury is the story of the season. I mean, it's just when you think you're getting healthy, another guy goes down.
That's just how this sport is, man. Every team has to deal with it in some facet, but we have had a lot of injuries and guys who get healthy and then another domino falls. So, it's just something we got to continue to work through, and guys who are going to be called on to perform, like Chad is this week, got to step up and perform.
Where's the confidence level right now in Chad?
It has to be high, I think. I think that with the way he played, he has to have a large bit of confidence about his abilities, and he's a good quarterback. He's been in the league a while, so he knows what's expected, and he'll continue to work hard, and he won't kind of rest on what he did last week.
I feel like this is a broken record, but the fact that the home struggles just continue, how do you turn that around this week?
We just got to go out and play the game the same way. We can't differentiate, and we can't change how we play because we're at home and then play a certain way when we're on the road. We have to be that same team every week, and I think this will be a great opportunity for us to prove that.
Uche, is there any difference between blocking for Chad versus blocking for Blaine, or are they similar quarterbacks?
They're not. It's not like they're Michael Vick over there running, and got the kind of speed to run around the field like anything like that. But, they're both quarterbacks who will stand in the pocket and try to deliver the ball. And obviously, Chad's been at it a little bit longer than Blaine, but they do have similar styles. These are things that they're going to work. They're going to work their craft and their techniques within our system. So you don't expect too drastic of a change. Their cadences are different.
A lot of things have happened in the last couple of days around here, I guess. New quarterback, LaRon's on the IR now. What's the feeling in here?
We definitely feel bad for Laurent. He's like a big brother to me and the other receivers. So we definitely feel, this is a fourth concussion. This is very tough on him and his family, I bet. He's a very good player, even better person. So it's definitely tough on him as well as us. But we got to, as a group, step up and, make him proud and, try our best to keep balling.
What did he do for this receiving core when he was around that will be lost now, maybe off the field?
He kind of kept us relaxed. He was a seventh year, eighth year, so he definitely kind of shows the ropes because he was the oldest. Before Spurlock came, him and Spurlock were the oldest guys in the room. So, kind of showed us the way around, showed us how to do things. So we'll definitely miss that veteran leadership from him.
Who steps up now?
Well, I think as a group, we got to step up. You know what I mean? Not just one individual, but I feel like as a group, I think we're all getting better, as you saw last week and the previous week. So we got to keep the arrow going up and keep progressing. So
you lose Blaine for the year too. Tell us the difference between Blaine and Chad.
I feel bad for Blaine. Definitely. We came in together as my boy, shoulder and elbow, more serious than they thought it was. And that's another great guy off the field. But, Chad's a vet. Chad came in the games in Indianapolis and last week and played very well. We're all just as comfortable with him as we were with Blaine. So, we all have his back. He definitely knows the offense. He has that veteran savvy to him. And he'll definitely lead us to good things.
Give us an idea about the Titans. What do they present?
A good team. I think they're trying to find themselves, but putting the ball behind Chris Johnson, 28. So, that's the guy we got to stop. He's got a circle right now.
And he's a game breaker, too. I mean, he can wreck a game, right?
Obviously, man. Guy got to run like a 4-flat 40. So, I can't compete with him, but I'll do my best to catch him.
CJ, talking about Paul Posluszny, this past game, you know, we kind of saw that warrior spirit of his, and, you know, playing with the bleeding face and just stuff like that. Talk about what you guys see from him on a daily basis, and just how much of a warrior that guy is.
Same attitude every day. You know he's going to bring to the table. Hard-nosed guy. Obviously, no pun intended. But I seen him in a game. I turned around and saw just all the blood on his face, and I was kind of just, you know, taken by the whole. It was just one of those moments, and I knew right then and there, you know, no matter how I felt, that, you know, I had to, you know, grind it out for him, if anybody else.
So that, you know, seeing something like that definitely gives you inspiration to see a teammate going that hard?
Yeah, of course it affects you, you know. No matter how you feeling, legs dead, body feeling bad or whatever, you turn around and look at a guy's face and he has blood everywhere. Like, he just lost a wrestling match in the old school days, man. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to see, man. So you just got to hang in there.